The big lie, that's the baseless claim that Donald Trump won re-election in 2020, lives on. And supporting that lie and standing by former President Trump seems to be a priority for a number of GOP candidates and office holders. Let's talk about what this means with Julian Zelizer. He's professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So two Republican leaders, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, both said in the days after the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol that Trump was responsible for inciting the violence and he should be held accountable. The New York Times revealed tapes of McCarthy telling top House Republicans he would tell Trump he should resign. Let's listen to that.
I've had it with this guy. What he did is unacceptable. Nobody can defend that, and nobody should defend it.
And yet, McCarthy and many other Republicans did end up defending Trump's behavior. Do these tapes change anything?
I don't think so. I think the tapes really confirm and strengthen what we already knew. It shows how extensive the campaign was to overturn the election. It shows some of the shock that took place after January 6th, even with Trump's closest supporters. But we have to remember, in the days that followed, McCarthy, McConnell, and most other Republicans have either remained silent about January 6th, obstructed investigations, or tried to downplay what that entire campaign was about. So I don't think the tapes fundamentally transform what we know.
So the big lie, also downplaying the seriousness of January 6th, as you say, letting Trump off the hook for his role in that, these seem to be unifying principles for the Republican Party at the moment. What is the Republican Party platform as we head toward the midterms?
Well, I think it's through Trumpism that they're defining what that platform is about. His presidency stood for a bunch of things: less government regulation, tax cuts, backlash politics, climate change denialism, nativism with immigration, and more. And so I think the party will still coalesce around those basic ideas and either have Trump as the candidate or someone like Trump as the successor.
Well, that would be in the 2024 presidential election. We haven't gotten a GOP platform for the midterms, though, right? A legislative agenda.
Yeah, but I think midterms tend to revolve around the incumbent. And I think Republicans are making a bet that anti-Bidenism, so to speak, will drive the election results, even if Trump inserts himself and creates controversy.
Is Trump loyalty intended to be a litmus test or expected to be a litmus test for midterm candidates?
I think at some level it is. Some might not do it as explicitly, but I don't think you're going to see Republicans totally distancing themselves from a president who remains pretty popular in the party, a former president.
So have we seen, I mean, you're a historian, have you seen this kind of loyalty to one person in U.S. politics before, especially somebody who lost re-election?
Yeah, not for one-term presidents. I mean, you could think of someone like Theodore Roosevelt, who remains very influential and even runs in 1912. With one-term presidents, Hoover, Carter, George H.W. Bush, the party usually distanced themselves from that person. I think what Trump did was to create a narrative that he wasn't a one-term president, that he actually had the presidency stolen from him. So he set up a way for people to still support him if you were a Republican and see him as a winner, even if he was not.
Right. While we have you in the minute or so that we have left, yesterday a New York state judge held Trump in contempt of court for not complying with a subpoena from the New York Attorney General's office for failing to turn over documents. This is a civil case regarding Trump's family business. But we're wondering if a former president has ever been held in contempt before or faced the kind of investigations that Trump has and whether that might have a bearing on his future hold over the party.
Well, there's been a tradition to avoid criminal prosecution of former presidents, even though it's permissible. And so the closest we really got a situation like this was Richard Nixon, but he was pardoned in 1974. So here we're in new territory.
And has a former president ever been held in contempt even in civil cases?
I'm not sure about that. I'd have to look in the history books.
All right, we're going to have to check back in with you because that question is bothering me. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, thanks as always.
Thank you.